P-minus 65. Gravesen Hotel, Buenos Aires, Argentina. For some unexplored reason, Masut had expected the reporters to be so happy to see him emerge during their shifts that it would cancel out any anger for his role in the supposed cover-up regarding Dortolu Tepe. Upon consideration, however, he could understand quite easily how and why their negative personal reactions to something as important as the pillar's recent discovery were strong enough to cancel out their professional gratefulness for his presence. This further reinforced the reality of just how angry the world was at Masut and his equally innocent allies, who had endeavored to responsibly handle the potentially explosive discovery precisely because they knew how it would be twisted by the likes of Jan Geller and her fear-mongering colleagues. Every worst-case scenario seemed to have come to pass within the past 24 hours, and Masut took the deepest breath of his life as he stopped just a few meters from the fence that kept the reporters at bay. Several police officers on the other side of that fence and security officers on his side stood between Masut and the reporters, causing frustration among the cameramen seeking unbroken shots, and their presence once again reaffirmed to Masut that he was being allowed to talk only because someone had made that call. He politely asked if a slight space could be made, since he wanted to be seen and heard clearly just as much as the reporters wanted him to. Seemingly, after waiting for an order from a higher authority than Masut Demir, one police officer wordlessly encouraged his colleagues to part. The fence was still in place, after all, even as the security officers on Masut's side mirrored the movements of the local police. With the scene perfectly set, Masut blinked rapidly and exhaled sharply. He knew that he was unlikely to be able to fully clear his name or Dan's, but addressing the issue would at least save them from looking evasively guilty. All he could do was try, and he owed Dan that much at least.
"Almost everything you heard from Jan Geller was a lie," the unassuming archaeologist began, shaking away all of his doubts and issuing the opening statement that had been tumbling through his mind for the duration of his long and lonely walk across the lockdown zone.
"There was no cover-up, and there is nothing to be scared of,"
one reporter yelled out angrily as soon as Masut paused for breath, but several others berated him, one physically, and from then on he remained quiet for the rest of Masut's speech. Masut's speech, however, would run far shorter than anyone could have anticipated. For just as a call had been made to allow him to traverse the otherwise empty lockdown zone and to engage with the reporters, a new call was made just seconds after he raised his briefcase.
"As recently as the early hours of this morning," he went on, "I was concerned about my safety and my inability to share news of the find at Dortolu Tepe. It was never supposed to be a secret. We simply had to manage the way the information reached the public. We hoped to have more pillars excavated by now, even though it's only been a matter of weeks since we discovered the first. But dangerous hidden forces are at work here, and I've been worried for my personal safety. On my computer, inside this briefcase, I have absolute proof that..."
In a sudden and decisive instant, Masut's speech was over. His attempt to show that he had recently set up a rudimentary dead man's switch to ensure that proof of the find at Dortolu Tepe would reach the public if he became incapacitated was over. In front of a stunned cohort of media personnel and their vast TV audiences, Masut Demir's eyes lost focus at the same instant his lips stopped moving. He made no sound. So well placed was the bullet that had traveled so far, and the gasps that filled the air all came from those unfortunate enough to witness his death in person. Crumpling like a rag doll, Masut Demir hit the ground at the same moment as the briefcase and computer with which he had hoped to ease the growing global panic his discovery and its irresponsible leaking had caused. In full view of the cameras broadcasting this harrowing moment around the world, Masut's life was over.